Oh, the second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Here's Earl Robinson from Folk Life.
Now, here's a serious one. I hope you won't mind. But I have been going around for a long time saying there is no death. It's just a change of address. And so I have a song called Message from a New Address, which is like a dialogue between a person who has passed on and a person in the present. I'll sing you a song now, a song about death. Don't you be leaving now, no time for grieving or bereaving. This little song now, this song about death. It's a time for coping and for hoping, kaleidoscoping. Death is a dream that once seemed very present, not pleasant, can leave unbereft. Seems like there is nothing else left now. But I have a message, a warm and clear message. Let me show you just what a shibboleth is, another name for what death is. Death is really a change of address. That is all, that's all. Death, just change our address. We live on, we live on. Superstition is closing up shop now, left for good, going out of business. Death has shaken a holiday permanent. We live on, we live on, we live on, we live on. Forgetting, passing's upsetting. Such pain now, it's incredible, unforgettable. And it seems like here there is nothing in life but rain now. Stormy weather, hell for leather. For when my love is gone, I know rosy dawn. I look and it's difficult to see the sun now. And life seems unfair, no joy anywhere. My life is so empty that nothing can bring me fun. I go to my new address. I'm alive, I'm alive. I am free to travel any place where I want, as I wish. So don't be afraid by leaving this place. I'll give you my new address. It's not far, just over yonder. Close to you, close to you, close at hand, here with you. Oh, how do you make this amazing transition? How do you now turn back death? And how do you perform this wonderful miracle, changing death now into living? Tell me just how I can meet you and greet you, salute you and reach out to you right at your new address. If it's heaven or hell to undo the dispel, keep wishing me well and let love ring the bell here at my new address. Think of me and I'll be present together with you, never apart. Send me love, I'll be available, saving myself just for you. For my soul is unassailable. I'll be in your mind and heart. Death is just a change of address. That is all, that's all. There's no death, just change my address. I live on.
peaceful river in a land that's fair to see, where the Douglas fir tree whispers to the snow-capped mountain breeze. And the cliffs are solid granite and the valley's always green. This is just as close to heaven as my traveling feet have been. Timbered mountains, look across her silver strand. See the crops and orchards spring to the touch of nature's hand. And it's further up the river where your eyes will meet the sky. You'll see the steel and concrete of the big Grand Coulee rise, singing roll. Charged with Coulee's electric power. Day and night they'll run the factories and they never will get tired. Well, a coal mine gets dug out and an oil well, it runs dry. But Uncle Sam will find his power where the river meets the sky, singing roll.
I'm going to sing you a song which I usually takes 15 minutes to do, and I'm going to sing it without hardly any explanation because I figure you may know it. The name of the song is Joe Hill. And I just need to remind you that Joe Hill was a real person, a combination labor organizer and songwriter, and I wrote this song about him with Alfred Hayes in 1936. Folks defend their rights. It's there you'll find. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, said he. I never died, says he. I never died, says he.
Called Yokomusango, and it means be aware of the snake in the forest.
to buy my love a sword of steel. He's got jade to a wounding slough.
plumbing bow, I trip up and I fall, but you are there to catch me. Whenever I call, you're always there to help me. I want to help you too, but see no resolution. It's the hardest thing I've ever had.
Goodness, lots of music in that set. Playlist at www.nwpr.org. We have to take a little bit of a break. Oh, yes, we do. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Just lots and lots and lots of music and lots more coming up. You just hang on, hang on, hang on, because we're coming back. Oh, yes, we are coming back. Hang on now.
Partly sunny today and tomorrow. Today's high temperature is 54 in Moscow, 62 in Clarkston. A few degrees warmer tomorrow with lows tonight near 40 degrees. A chance of showers on Monday, then clearing skies, and highs should be warming slightly during the coming week.
If your mornings begin with a challenging commute, once you get to the office, you might need something to take the edge off, and you'll find it in timeless classical music that spirits you away to a place where you have room to breathe and think. Come to Northwest Public Radio for classical music, weekdays from 9 to 4, or listen at nwpr.org.
Down by Christchurch that I first met with Annie, a neat little girl, but not a bit shy. She told me her father, who came from Dungannon, would take her back home in the sweet by and by. And what's it to any man whether or no, whether I'm easy or whether I'm true? As I lifted her petticoat easy and slow, and I tied up my sleeve for to buckle her shoe, we wandered down Thomas Street, down to the Liffey. The sunlight was gone and the evening grew dark. Along by Kingsbridge and by God in a jiffy, my arms were around her beyond in the park. And what's it to any man whether or no, whether I'm easy or whether I'm true? As I lifted her petticoat easy and slow, and I tied up my sleeve for to buckle her shoe. Half from city or country, a girl is a jewel, and well made for gripping, the most of them are. But any young fellow is really a fool if he tries at the first time to go a bit far. And what's it to any man whether or no, whether I'm easy or whether I'm true? As I lifted a petticoat easy and slow, and I tied up my
my sleeve for to buckle her shoe. If you chance for to go to the town of Dungannon, you may search till your eyes are all weary and blind. You walk in or running, or sitting or lying, another like Annie you never will find. And what's it to any man whether or no, whether as I lifted her petticoat easy and slow, and I tied up my sleeve for to buckle her shoe. And what's it to any man whether or no, whether I'm easy or whether I'm true, as I lifted her petticoat and slow, and I tied up my sleeve for to buckle her shoe.
Sudden move in the spires. Whenever I look to the skies, I can get lost. Stand in a mirror and know that I am a fragment of something greater than I. Aspects of in a moonbeam, gathering shape of portent, of greatness waiting to learn. But even the wind in the tree is the allegory. Everything that is and ever will be is the allegory. Some reason in this life, but even the wind in the trees is the allegory. Everything that is and ever will be is the allegory. Thank you.
everything that ever is and ever will be is an allegory. Oh my goodness. Lots and lots and lots of music playlists at www.nwpr.org. Email me at dsindaniel@wsu.edu or call me at 509-332-5047 and I will get back to you. Promise, promise, promise. Lots more music in this show. No calendar, just lots of music. No talking. Had too many complaints. Lots and lots and lots of music. Hang on, hang on. We're coming right back. Hang on, hang on, hang on.
Hour three of Inland Folk with Dan Marr is just ahead. It's a minute before 1 o'clock. I'm Bruce Bradbury on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. Support for our programming comes from Washington State Wines. March is Taste Washington Wine Month. Details on Washington State wine and current offerings at local retailers and wine shops can be found at washingtonwine.org/winemonth. At 2 o'clock, be sure to stay with us for Fiona Ritchie and the Thistle and Shamrock.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from Cowgirl Chocolates. Their chocolate bars, truffles, and brittles are available in spicy and traditional varieties, all described on the flavor guide at cowgirlchocolates.com. Available through online order and also at the shop on 3rd and Lily in Moscow.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston, KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood, also on translators K274BK 102.7 Kamiakuski, K265DX 100.9 Enterprise Oregon, and K272DO 102.3 Orofino.